Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Schneck. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ray Sadecki. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fanzone scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rudolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone takes first base on ball four. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Rudolph reaches second base with a double. Fanzone goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudolph scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fanzone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. 1 out. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fanzone fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fanzone takes first base on ball 4. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fanzone moves to second. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Fanzone moves to third. 2 outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-1 in the game. Rochelle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Rochelle reaches second base with a double. Fanzone scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Buzz Capra now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rochelle moves to third. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Monday hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rochelle scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 5-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milan moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fanzone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. Milan moves to third. Milner moves to second. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-1 in the game. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Hartz pinch hits for Buzz Capra. Greg Hartz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Craig Swan now pitching. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rudolph for the out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rochelle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardinal hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-2 in the game. Schneck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Craig Swan. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Schneck moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim McAndrew now pitching. Ron Hodges now catching. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Fanzone takes first base on ball 4. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Popovich hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rudolph hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schneck. Rudolph reaches second base with a double. Fan zone goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Cubs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rochelle hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Milner moves to third. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-4 in the game. Cardenal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Fanzone hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Milan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fanzone scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Jim McAndrew. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 4 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.